breaking down barriers, both big and small. These are Fashionability Life Hacks.
Hi everyone, this is Laura with Fashionability. And in today's Fashionability Life Hacks episode, I have a guest with me who is going to share information about his brand new app, now available in the App Store for iOS. And his name is Chris Morey, and he has created a shopping app, which I thought would be of interest to the Fashionability audience. Chris, welcome to Fashionability. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about you and your company, Conversant Labs, and your inspiration for the app.
Yeah, definitely. So, I'm relatively new to the whole accessibility space. I started really getting involved about 3 or 4 years ago when I found out that I was going blind. I was diagnosed with a genetic disorder that's going to leave me legally blind in the next 3 to 5 years. And as my vision has gotten worse, I can't drive anymore. Reading is really difficult. I started looking at the tools that were available to help me maintain my quality of life and my productivity, and was really disappointed with the tools that I saw out there and didn't really see them getting any better anytime soon. So set out to build the tools that I thought that I could use. And that's where we are today. Over the last year and a half, we have been developing this shopping app called Say Shopping. And we just released it, and we're really excited about it.
You are the founder of a company called Conversant Labs, yes?
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit about what Conversant Labs does?
Yeah, so we believe that the model for making technology accessible for people with visual impairments is broken, in the sense that the way that a screen reader works, and really the screen reader is one of the only options that you have, is by taking information that's been displayed visually on the screen and then trying to force that into an audio channel for people to use. And rather than doing that, where you're fighting against all the effort that these companies have put millions of dollars into, we want to build apps from the ground up for a non-visual interaction. And the way that we think and the best way that we think to go about doing that is making applications conversational. So you can talk to the app and the app can talk back to you, much like Siri, but for any given application. So Conversant Labs has built this technology that makes it easy for people who build apps to add conversation to that application. So make it accessible in a meaningful way.
Hence the name of the app, Say Shopping.
That's right.
Tell me more about the app and what makes it unique.
Yeah, so Say Shopping is a fully voice-based app that allows you to shop online currently from Target.com. And all you do is you say, I need toothpaste, I ran out of toilet paper, and it'll read you the products that are available. You can select them, get more information, hear reviews from customers, and purchase them all conversationally, all without really needing to look at the screen or touch it much at all.
So the app, Say Shopping, is both a hands-free and eyes-free experience.
That's the goal. Right now, you have to double tap on the screen to activate the microphone, and that works with the magic tap button as well. So you double tap and you speak, and then that's it. That's the only time you really need to touch the screen at all.
Okay, so it's eyes free and virtually hands free.
That's right.
And you're talking about the technology that enables a person to interact with, in this case, Target, by natural language commands. But is that a technology that could be used with other applications?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, that's what we want to happen. So we've started with shopping because it's one of these everyday tasks that's still very difficult for people across disabilities to do independently. And so we wanted to have a big impact as soon as possible. But we think that any application that's on a mobile device can be designed conversationally so that you can interact with it entirely in voice, whether it's your phone or your text messages or Yelp with restaurant reviews or calling an Uber. Any of these things can be done conversationally.
So right now, say shopping uses Target Store, the Target online store, Target.com, as its use case, but are you saying that your goal is to incorporate your technology with many other apps?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And we want not only to do them ourselves, but also give other developers the ability to do it on their own without just taking the tools that we've built, and that's it, and running wild with them and doing creative things that we could never think of.
What I love about this idea is that, of course, users who are blind come to mind, but I'm thinking, say, shopping would be a great application for people who have manual dexterity issues, people who maybe have dyslexia, or who have difficulty navigating some of these really complicated, cluttered websites, even maybe seniors or people who are elderly who may not feel very technically savvy. Most people just feel comfortable speaking naturally. And by tapping a button and speaking to the app, I'm thinking this would have a universal appeal for not just people with disabilities, but many people.
Yeah, that's the dream, right? So, you know, we've done a lot of testing with a lot of different people across ability level and skill level with technology. And, you know, with seniors with visual impairments, you know, we walked them through all the accessibility features that exist. And she says, that's really cool. I'm really glad that that exists, but I'm never going to use it. It's too complicated for me. I just want Siri to read me the news or shop for me. And so we think you're absolutely right that people are so used to talking about what their needs are and talking to other people to get help and assistance in a store from retail partners, that providing that similar experience for the mobile device and the technology side of things is going to open up a lot of doors for a lot of different people.
So it sounds like your plan is to ultimately, what, license the technology to other companies for them to use it with their own applications?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So we want as many people using this as possible. And in order to make that happen, other developers are going to have to put in work to integrate it into their apps. And so for small, you know, one-person apps or small three, like small companies who don't have a lot of resources, we want to give that to them for free and let them play around and experiment. And only after, you know, you reach a certain size or a certain number of people using it is that when we would start charging for it.
Interesting. So your technology actually is the ability to interact with the app by using natural language. There's no fancy commands or anything special you have to know. You can just speak conversationally to the app.
That's right.
Well, can we do a demo? I would love for our audience to hear, say, shopping in action.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me unmute my phone. Great. Turn on VoiceOver.
VoiceOver on. App Store.
Okay, now that VoiceOver is on, let's open up Say Shopping.
Say Shopping.
So, I happen to need some coffee.
To search for a product, tap on the microphone and say search, then the name of the product you are looking for. You can also tap and say help for other helpful tips. You are currently on the microphone button.
Okay, great, yes.
That's fantastic. So, it gives you some instructions right when you boot up the app.
Yeah, that's right. You know, as much as people are used to talking to each other, this is talking to your phone is more of a new concept. So we want to make sure that people have as easy a time getting used to that as possible. So whenever there's a new step or you get to a new part of the application, we give you some help tips on how to, you know, most easily do what you're trying to do. And then, you know, once you've used it a few times and you're a more advanced user, you can turn those help messages off and it'll be, you know, just a much faster experience.
That's fantastic because it's so frustrating to me. Sometimes I download an app that I'm all excited about
and I fire it up and haven't the faintest idea what I'm supposed to do with it.
Yeah, yeah. Likewise, you know, I have that trouble, that problem a lot too. And I think, you know, a lot of it comes back to what we were talking about earlier with companies putting in a lot of resources into creating experiences for sighted users, where those apps probably, or in some cases, have, you know, experiences for new users on teaching them how to interact with the device, but oftentimes those experiences aren't accessible, while the rest of the app might be. So it just, again, another example of where conversational interactions with apps have the opportunity to level that playing field and provide an accessible experience for people across disabilities, but one that's also the exact same experience as what, you know, the mainstream consumer users are getting as well.
Love it. That's fantastic. Okay, so let's start shopping.
Let's do it. So you said you're out of coffee?
I am out of coffee.
Okay. I personally have a preference for Cafe Bustelo. It's what I drink constantly. It's what I grew up watching my dad drink every morning on the way to work. So let's see if Target has that available. Search for Cafe Bustelo.
Showing results for Cafe Bustelo. 1. Cafe Bustelo ground espresso coffee 10 ounces. Available in store only. 2. Cafe Bustelo decaffeinated coffee 10 ounces. Available in store only.
Gross decaf.
3. Cafe Bustelo vacuum pack dark roast ground espresso coffee 10 ounces. Available in store only. To select an item, tap on the microphone and say the name or number of the item you are looking for. If you don't hear what you are looking for, try searching with a different keyword. You can tap and say help for other helpful tips. 4. Tap pause button.
Well, that's interesting. So halfway down the list, or partway down the list, after the first few choices, it gives you additional hints as to what to do next.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like I said, we want you to know what to do at every point in the app.
So what does it mean when the first three choices came up as in-store only?
Right. So we are limited to the products that are for sale from Target.com. that they will ship to your house. Target, for their apps and their websites, allow you to order items for in-store pickup, and that's something that we want to support, but we haven't been able to add support for yet. So right now, the only items that you're going to be able to purchase are those that can be mailed directly to your house.
I see, and that's a limitation of Target. That has nothing to do with the Say Shopping app.
It is a limitation. We wanted to get this app out as quickly as possible, and we wanted to support what we thought was, you know, the most useful experience for our users, and getting that mail to your house is best.
Target's policy is that they don't make everything in their inventory available for home delivery.
That's right, yes. So from Target.com, the only items that are available for delivery to your house are mostly the non-perishable goods. So things, generally things that are kind of in the grocery section on that half of the store, coffee, produce, granola bars, and other snack foods and things like that are only available for in-store pickup.
I see. Okay. So what do we do next to make a selection?
So you can just, you know, with VoiceOver, swipe over and tap on the item that you want, or you say, you know, I want the name or the number of the product that you'd like.
Okay, since our coffee choices were available in-store only, let's shop for something that we can have delivered to home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people in the office, some people sit in chairs, other people have a standing desk, and even others are trying and starting to sit on yoga balls throughout the day. And I think it's something that I want to try out. So why don't we see if any of those are available?
Microphone. Button.
Search for yoga ball.
Showing results for yoga ball. 1. GoFit Pro Stability Ball. Red. 65 cm. $8.09. 2. Scott Pilates Toning Ball. From $10.59. 3. Scott Pilates Mini Stability Ball. From $11.59. Pause. Button.
So one of the other really nice things about, say, shopping is when there are items that have different variations, whether they come in different sizes or different colors, it's really straightforward for selecting the exact one that you want. So for example, this second item, the Stott Pilates toning ball, is available from 10.59. So that from lets you know that there's a range of products available and the price varies. So that means it likely comes in different colors and sizes. So we can check that one out.
Okay, let's choose.
Great.
Microphone button.
Select number two.
Stock Pilates toning ball from $10.59. Includes soft weights fitness goal, flexibility, strength training, toning, stretching, total body workout, core muscle conditioning targeted muscle area, total body, arms, upper body, core muscles features, non-slip surface, weighted, easy to, store material, final assembly details, no assembly required, available in various colors or sizes. You can purchase this item by saying purchase or add to cart, say reviews to hear customer reviews for this product. You can tap and say help for other helpful tips.
Wow. So there are several things you can do at that point, including get more information.
Yeah, that's right. So the way that you interact with an app conversationally is very different than the way that you would with a visual application. So where, you know, traditional shopping apps just put as much information on the screen as possible, related products, every possible thing, other advertisements, expecting that you can just scan and focus on the information you want, that doesn't really work for a conversational app. So rather than putting all of that information at you all at once, we only put the most relevant information and speak that to you right away and then allow the user to ask for additional information.
Well, since it is available in different sizes, what are those different sizes? How can I find out?
Okay, so let's see. What are the sizes?
This item is not available in other sizes.
Okay, so I think this item only has other colors.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah, so let's see what colors it comes in. What are the colors?
This item is available in blue, pink, green, purple.
There you go.
And then you can choose from there?
Yeah, that's right, so let's see. Add to cart. Oh, what color would you like?
Purple.
Add to cart.
This item is available in blue for $18.99, green for $20.99, pink and purple for $12.99. Which color would you like?
Purple.
You have selected this item in color, purple. Is this correct?
Yes.
Item added to cart. Would you like to continue shopping?
Yes.
What other items are you looking for?
Oh, so what do we want to look for now?
Well, that was interesting. I just want to comment that it sounds like the process is that you add the item to the cart first, and then you choose the variations.
That's right. So when you're browsing through the different products, you can search, get the information on the colors that are available, but that's right. You add the item first, and then we'll ask you what specific version of that item that you'd like.
Okay. So we've searched for coffee and a yoga ball, but now I need a pair of yoga pants.
Well, that's right. If you're using a yoga ball, you have to.
Of course. I have to be properly attired. This is fashionability, after all.
That's right. Okay, so we'll look for a pair of pants. You know, Target does have a lot of clothes are a big part of the products that they offer, so we want to make sure that those are available as well. Okay, so here we go. Search for women's yoga pants.
Showing results for women's yoga pants. 1. Yoga sleeve pant. Coloration. From $14.99. 2. Women's yoga pants Heather Gray Stars print. Coloration. From $14.99. 3. Women's yoga pants black geometric print. Coloration. From $14.99. To select an item, tap on the microphone and say the name or number of the item you are looking for. Button. If you don't hear what you play.
So it sounds like all of these yoga pants are from the brand Exhilaration.
Okay. Can you search on the basis of, say, color or size? For example, what if I wanted a pair of yoga pants in solid black?
So right now you can search for things that are in the name of that product. So as you heard, for the ones that just came back, the brand name was in there and the color was in there. And those are very commonly the case. If you wanted to search on size, mm-hmm. that's something that we don't support right now, but that is, after launch, one of the things that we want to add in very quickly. So you can't sort or filter on size, but you can filter by department. And generally, you can search by color and brand and those things. And this is the information that we're getting from Target.
I see. So once I add the item that I want to the cart, I'm asked to choose a size and color. And then when I go to check out, what happens with regard to entering in my personal information? Do I already have to have a Target account in order to use your app?
No, it's actually open to anyone. We don't have the idea of user accounts right now, so it's just you provide your shipping and billing information the first time through, and you can save that. So for second and third orders, you just have to confirm the order. You don't have to enter your information again. But it's open to anyone regardless if they have a Target account.
Well, that's fantastic. So what you're saying then is the information that you enter is stored locally. It is not actually being sent to Target?
So we do send the information for the sake of completing the order.
Right.
But it's not stored. Your shipping and billing information is only stored if you want it to be stored.
Oh,
and
interesting.
In that case, it's only stored on your device.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
We take privacy and security very seriously, and one of the reasons why, and you know, in this first version, we ask users to type in that information, is when you're speaking things, it's sent to a speech recognition service, and they give us back, they process that information for us, and we didn't want to be sending them your credit card details. We wanted that to only live on the device.
Oh, so when you go enter in all of your customer information, billing and shipping information, you are asked to type that into the app.
For this version, yes. You know,
okay.
In the future, one of the things that we want to do is use speech recognition that works on the phone itself.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, that's not something that we have.
Interesting. Okay. So the whole purpose, really, of, say, shopping in this case with the Target.com retail establishment is to enable people to accomplish an everyday task using everyday natural language and do it in a way that's streamlined and efficient and gets the task completed with a minimal amount of interacting with the technology of the gadget or the app.
Yeah, that's very well said. I think is creating as natural an experience as possible is the goal for this and all the other apps that we're building.
Fascinating. Wow. And do you have any other retailers who are interested in your technology?
So we've been really focused on Target at this point because of how much support we've needed from them in order to get something like this out there. You know, nothing like this has really ever been done before, and it requires a lot of cooperation with the retail partner. Now that we have this app out, we're exploring other stores. You know, we don't want our guests to be limited to just one retailer or just one source of products. We want them to be able to shop from anywhere, and we want them to be able to shop from any country. And, you know, Target really only supports the U.S., so we want people in Canada, the U.K., across
Sweden.
The world to be able to shop like this. So we are absolutely looking for other retailers, but that's going to be, you know, an ongoing process.
you know, I know the summer conventions are coming up for NFB and ACB. I was wondering, by any chance, is there going to be an opportunity for anyone to check out the Say Shopping app or speak with you? Or is there some means by which people can get more information about the app?
Yeah, absolutely. So we will definitely be at the NFB convention in Orlando in July. We'll actually be at the exhibit table with Target while they are manning their booth, which you can email me for what those times are. And my email is chris@conversantlabs.com. Or, you know, send me a tweet. I'm at CMARY. And I'd be happy to talk more with you or show off the app. It's also available for download from the Apple App Store.
Is it currently available for iOS only?
So it's available for, yeah, that's right, iOS only. We want to support other platforms as well, but since, you know, the vast majority of the blind community are on iOS, that's where we wanted to start.
And are there any special system requirements? Do you have to have a particular version? Do you have to be at iOS 8 or higher?
iOS 7 higher.
I see. Okay. And are there any other system limitations or anything that people need to know about?
It requires an internet connection.
Okay.
And, you know, because we're talking to Target to get you the product details and things like that. So that's really the only requirement. So iOS 7 with an internet connection, and that can be an iPhone or iPad.
Oh, okay.
But it's designed primarily for the iPhone. It just runs as well on the iPad.
So you are going to be at the NFB convention at the Target booth. Do you know what the booth number is yet?
I do not.
Okay. I'm also going to be at the NFB convention. I got my booth number for Elegant Insights Braille Creations. Just a little bit of cross-promotion here. I will be in booth number C6. So if anyone has any questions about the Say Shopping app, I will be able to answer some of those questions from my conversations with you, and I will certainly send them in your direction. But I'll have you running back and forth across the exhibit hall to give demonstrations at the Elegant Insights table. If anyone would be interested in seeing a demo, I take it you'll have it available for people to check out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, how fun. That's great. I love it. Okay, well, one more time, please give out all of your social links and any other information that you'd like our audience to know about the Say Shopping app. Anything I've forgotten to ask you?
Yeah, definitely. So it's available for download in the Apple App Store, or you can get more information in a link to download from sayapps.com. You can reach me at chris@conversantlabs.com. or at CMARY, CMAURY on Twitter.
Okay, everyone, this has been Fashionability Life Hacks with the founder of Conversant Labs, Chris Morey, demonstrating the Say Shopping app. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And Chris, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wrap things up here by reminding you that Say Shopping is now available in the App Store, and I placed the download link for the app in our show notes. So if you're listening to this by way of our audioboom.com channel, please navigate to our channel page in the Lifestyle section, and you can find the download link in our show notes there. Or you can navigate to our website, which is at fashionabilitychannel.wordpress.com, and check out the show notes and find the download link to the app there. If you'd like more information about Chris, you can read my own blog post at accessibleinsights.info/blog. That's accessibleinsights.info/blog. Thanks for listening.